Today's shir is the Masechta Menachos on Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin 11 lines from the top of the Amud at the beginning of the line with the words Ela Taima. In the previous Gemara, we learned either from a Pasuk or from a Klalu Pratu Klal that there is no Malicha on Dam. Begins the Gemara, Ela Taima Demia Tekra L'Dam. The reason that there's no salting of the Dam is because we have a Miut from a Pasuk, depending on which way we make the drasha. But it comes out, it's a gzeres akasav, because there's a pasuk. Holav hachi, if we wouldn't have a limud from a pasuk, havamin, I would have thought, dam liboy melech, that dam would require salt, but the Gemara says that can't be. Why? Kivin de malche, once you're going to salt the dam, nafik le mitairis dam. It will go out of the category of dam. The Amr Ziri Amr Chanina. Ziri said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, dam shebishloi ena oiver alav. If someone cooked blood, he's not oiver for eating the blood. As Rashi tells us in Divrei Maskil, dam shebishloi, whether it's chulin or whether it's kachim, there's no isser if he ate it. The holoi chayva toira el al dam horoi lekapar. The only dam for which a person is chay for eating that dam is if that dam could have been used for zrik on the mizbeach to affect kapora, the forgiveness of a person. The dam kachim is shabishlu lechazu lemilse. Once you've cooked the dam kachim, they're not able to be used anymore for a kapora. V'nafik mitar is dam. And then what Rashi is going to say next explains the next piece of Gemara. Rashi says, "Umaliach hareu kareseach," that if you salt it, it has a halacha as if it's heated, as if it's cooked, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda says in the next piece. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ze'iri, "Dam shemolchay eino ivrolov." Just like we said that "Dam shebishloy eino ivrolov," so too "Dam shemolchay," since "Maliach hareu kareseach," salting has a din like bishul. So therefore, blood that is salted can't be used for kapor either. And therefore, if you eat blood that is salted, a person would not be oiver for eating dam. And then the Gemara adds another halacha that Rabbi Yehuda said on his own. Rabbi Yehuda, the day Amar, Rabbi Yehuda on his own said, Evorim shetzolon vehelon ein b'mishum reich nichoyach. If a person would fry, would roast the limbs before they're put on the Mizbeach, to be burnt on the Mizbeach, they would not emit any more a Reich Nichayach. And there's a halacha in the Haktaras Emurim that it requires a Reich Nichayach emitting from it. Once you've roasted it before, there's no more Reich Nichayach. And what the Gemara basically is saying, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that there's an Isser. One is not allowed to roast the limbs before they're put on the Mizbeach, since once they're roasted, you will not be able to have any Reich Nichayach. This is a separate halacha. But what is negeya to us is the second halacha that we learned here, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Ziri, that dam shemolchay eino overlov. There is a corollary, there is a connection here between the dam of kachim that could be machaper, if it's salted, then it cannot be mechaper. And once it cannot be mechaper, a person who ate it would not be oiver for eating such dam. So the Gemara's question is, what do I need a special miut that we do not salt dam? And without that miut, I would have a half a minute that we would salt dam. If the dam is salted, it doesn't have a loch of dam anymore. Varai, you're not oiver for eating such dam. So what do I need a miut for that for? So the Gemara answers, Mao, the same I would have thought, Mishdebo Mashahu Lemitzvah Mi'alma, that in order to be Yaitzid a mitzvah of salting a korban, you just require a small amount, and maybe that small amount I would be Mechuyiv to put on the korban. And Rashi says, Umishumahu Mashu Loinafik Mitar's Dam. That little amount of salt that you're going to be putting on will not take it out from dam. Einachan, I mean, if you salt it according to the correct shear, which we're going to see at the end of this Amud, the Taisus Divrei Maskil, dam shebishlu eino ivrolov, Taisus says that the amount is that it's eino nechol machem smolchay. if you put on so much salt that it can't be eaten because it's so salty, that's the shear for all malicha of kachim, and that's the shear where if the dam was salted to such an extent, it's no longer considered dam, and a person would not be over if he ate such dam. But if I just put on a little salt where it's still edible, so I would be yotz in the midst of putting salt. It doesn't take away from the dam being called dam. It's not considered dam shemocho. And the male, I would have thought we should do that. Kamash Malon, that's why I need the special meat of the Pasuk, that you don't put any salt on it whatsoever, because we learned from the Psukim that we're Mamayit, that you don't put on salt. Gufa, we have learned before. Amr Ziri Amr Chanina. Ziri said the name of Chanina. Dam Shibishlay ain't over love. Dam that you cooked, you're not over. Yosef Rava Vikamrlo Lahoshmaitza. Rava sat and he said over this teaching, Esri Abaya, Abaya had a question on him from a Brisa. Brisa says, Hikbo es hadam va'ochle. If a person took blood and he hardened it. Rashi says that this comes from the word in Az Yashir Kafu Sahimois. The depths became solidified. They became like a brick wall. It became hardened. So if a person took dam, and the Gemara assumes now you took the dam and you cooked it, and that's how you hardened the dam, and then you ate it. Oy, shehimcha es achelev, or the forbidden fats, you liquefied, you melted the fat, you made it into a liquid, v'gomoy, and you swallowed it. The halacha is that it's chayiv. So how could Ze'iri say in the name of Rav Chanina, the dam shebishloi, ain't no oivre love. If you ate such cooked dam, you're not oivre for eating. Here it says in a Beferish Rebraisa that you're chayiv. So Rava gave an answer, like Kasha, there's no stira on Ze'iri. Why? Kan shehikba ba'oyer, kan shehikba b'chama. It depends how you hardened it. Did you harden it with fire? That means you cooked it. Or did you put it outside in the sun and became solidified by putting it, hardened by putting it into the sun? What's the difference? So the Gemara explains. But, or if you did it through fire, loy hoder, it doesn't come back to its original state of a liquid. But if you did it b'chama, if you did it with the heat of the sun, hoder. The Chazonish says you might have to add a little water, but with a little water you can bring it back to its original consistency, that it is not hard anymore. So therefore, Ze'iri, when he said, Dam Shibishle, Ein Oivre Lov, he was speaking about with a fire. Then it never comes back to its original state. If you ate such dam, then you're putter. But when the Brisa said that you're chayiv when you hardened it, it's speaking about that you did it through the sun, because that's able to come back to its original state, liquid state. So Abaye, when he heard Rava's teretz, asked Rava the following shaila: B'chama nami, even if you did it with the sun, why should it be over? If he ate it, lema hoyel ve'itchi itchi. Since, as we explained before, there's a corollary, there's a connection between the kapora of the dam of kachim and the isser of achilas dam. It's only such dam that's mechaper on the mizbeach, for which a person is over if he ate such dam. So if we look at kachim, and once this dam became hardened in the sun, at that point, it's not roy to be brought on the mizbeach. So even if later it comes back to its liquefied status, but there was already dichui, it was pushed off. Rabbi Mani had the following question from Rabbi Yochanan. Dam shekarish, dam that became hard, va'achle, and he ate it, mahu, what's the din? And even though now it's back in its original state, what would be the din, or dam that could come back to its original state, but right now it's hard, what's the din? Amalei, hoil v'nitche yitche. We say a din of dichui on such dam. Since at some point it was hard, then it doesn't matter if it's able to come back and become liquefied again. Once it's no longer able to be put on the mizbeach, it's not roy l'kapor. Amimela, we said it's toli ha-baha, that he's not over for eating, for the isser of achilas dam either. So your teret says a bayit rava of a chilek between oyer and chama, l'chara is difficult, because even by chama, that it could come back, but once it's hard, we say it's oyer v'itchi itchi. Ishtik. So rava was quiet. Rava was upgeschlagen. He didn't have a teretz. So we're back to the square one. We're back to the kasha. Ze'iri says that dam shebishloi ain't oiver alav. We have a brisa that says that dam that was cooked, you are oiver, and the teretz of chamo and oir is not a good teretz. Amar lei, so Abaya says to Rava, dilma, perhaps, and the Bach takes out here the word vadai, dilma kan bechatois hachitzonius, and the Mesaris Hashas takes out the next word here, hachitzonius, and we go to the word afterwards, kan bechatois apnimius. So Abaya is saying, perhaps, there's a different chilek. There's a chilek between a chatos that you have to bring on the Mizbeach hachitzon, or a chatos that has to be brought on the Mizbeach apnimi. And what the chilek is between the two, we're going to see in the next few lines. Omar says, Rava, right, ad kartan, you reminded me of Milsa, of something, Damar of Chizda, that Rav Chizda said, dam shekorash, dam that became hardened, bichatois, and here the sheet in oistal, it puts in the word hachitsoinios, if it's a chatos, that's a chitsoin, v'ochloi, and you ate such dam, chayiv. Why? Because the criteria of dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is different than that of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. What's the difference? We have to look at the wording of the Pasuk. When it comes to a Chatas, which is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Pasuk says, V'lokach, the Kohen should take the dam, V'nasan, and he should place it on a Rachmana. That's what the Torah requires. V'hai, and this blood that it's hard, Bar lakicha v'nesinahu. You're able to take it and put it. So it doesn't matter if it's hard. Whereas, b'chatois apnimiyos in the chatos that's brought on the mizbeach apnimi, v'ochloi, if you would eat such dam that became hard, there you taka potter. Why? Because there it is a different criterion. It says, v'toval v'hizom rachmana. You have to be able to dip, the kohen has to be able to dip his finger into the dam and sprinkle it on the mizbeach. The Torah requires v'hai, and this hardened blood, lav bar tefila v'zohu, you're not able to dip your finger in and to sprinkle it. So therefore, ein echanami, if you ate the dam of mizbeach hapnimi, of chatas hapnimi, that would taka be potter, because that's not roi l'kapora. Whereas if you ate the hardened dam of mizbeach hachitzon, which has a different criterion, which is v'lokach v'nasan, even if it's hard, you don't sprinkle it, you pick it up and you put it. That's fine, even when it's hard. Now here we have a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos and various Rishonim in the sugya. Two ways to learn this Gemara. Tosfos in Divrei Maskil Kan, which is the third Tosfos on the Amud, at the end, the last two lines of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, V'ha de mechalik hocha ben chatos apnimius l'chitzonius koi akofoi b'chama. It's speaking about when it became hardened with the sun. In other words, the way Tosfos learns the sugya, Abaya agrees with Rava that there's a chilek between oir and chama. Oir, if it became hardened by the fire, cooked, and it can never come back to its liquid consistency, there's no question that once it became hardened, it's not good for the mizbeach, and if you ate it, you're not oiver. Chama, it could come back to its original state. So there, the Gemara says, there's a chilek between chitzoin and pnimi. Because your question was, even if it can come back to its original state, hoyel v'nitche yitche, once it was pushed aside. So on that, Abaye is saying, there's a basic difference between a chatas pnimi and a chatas chitzoin. A chatas chitzoin, it was never nitche. Because there's a different criterion. What's the criterion? You don't need v'hiza to sprinkle it. You need to put it. To place it. I can place a hardened dam also. So when it's chatas chitzon, it's a good kapora, even if it's hard. If you ate it, you're chayiv, because you could get kapora with hardened dam. Mashiain came by chatas pnimi. There you need vihiza, sprinkle. You can't sprinkle when it's hard. Therefore, you don't get kapora, and likewise, you're not chayiv for eating the dam. That's the sheet of Tosfos. So it comes out, according to Tosfos, that if it's oir, then it makes no difference, chitzon or pnimi. If it's hardened with the oir, there Abaya uses Rav's initial chilek between oir and chama. Then you're never receive kapara with the hardened dam, and you're never over if you eat it. However, Rashi and other Rishonim learn differently. They learn that what Abai is doing is making a totally new chilek, which has no shaychus with Rava whatsoever. And as Rava made a chilek between chama and or, Abaya rejects that. Abaya says even chama would be hoil v'netche yitche. And what is the chilek between Ze'iri and the Brisa? We asked the Stira. Ze'iri said you're potter if you ain't no over love if you ate dam shebishlei. The Brisa says you're chayiv. So Abaya makes a whole new distinction. What's the distinction? The distinction is what type of dam are you using? Are you using the dam of a chitzain or of a pnimi? If it's a chitzain, then even if it would be through or, according to this pshat, according to Rashi and other Rishonim, even if it's through or, even if it'll never come back to its original state, doesn't matter. Because what's the criterion of v'lokach v'nasan? So it won't come back to liquid. Doesn't matter. The Torah only requires that you pick it up and you put it. I could pick up and put hardened dam also. So heinech nami by chitzoin, even if it was through or, according to Rashi Shita, the way he understands Abaya, you will be chayiv if you eat it, and you get kapora if you put it on the mizbeach. Whereas by chatas pnimi, there, whether it's or chama, there you will be potter if you put it on, if you eat it, and you will not get kapora. Why? Because there is a different criterion, which is v'tovel v'hizra, and you can't do that with hardened dam. So it's a basic chilek in how to learn the pshat of Abaya here in the sugya. And now we go one step further. We had Abaya's pshat. The Rava didei amar. Rava now takes what Abaya says. He says, I agree to you because you reminded me of what Rav Chisda said, the chilek chitzon apnimi. The Rava didei amar, afilu b'chatois apnimiyos v'ochli chayiv. Hoyol v'kenegdoi roi b'chatois hachitzonis. So Rava says, now that you've established that there is one type of dam for which you would get kapora, even if it's hard. And what is that? That's chatas chitzoin. Again, it'll be dependent on the machlokes Rashi Tosfos how to learn, whatever Abaya's pshat was, either according to Rashi or Tosfos. But there is a chatas chitzoin for which you get kapora. And if you ate the dam, you're chayiv. Then, says Rava, I want to take it a step further than Abaya. I'm going to say then that even chatas pnimi, well, you'll be chayiv if it was hard. Well, if it's hard, you don't get kapora. Yeah, but there is, if this would have been a chatas chitzoin, you would have received kapora. That's enough to make you chayiv for eating the dam. We have a rule that you're only chayiv on dam for which you could use the dam for kapora. So you're right, for chatas pnimi, I can't use it for kapar. But if this would have been chatas chitzon, I could have. That's enough to make me chayiv for eating the dam. And then Rapapa now takes it even a step further. Amar Rapapa, hilkach, dam chamor shekarash v'achli chayiv. If you had blood of a chamor, which is totally not roy to be brought on the mizbeach whatsoever. But we use the svar of hoyel v'kenegdoi. Hoyel v'kenegdoi roi b'chatas hachitzoinia. So he takes a maridik achedish. Rapapa says, once, if this is dam chamor, it's not roi to the mizbeach at all. But if this would have been dam used for a chatas chitzoin, even though it's hard, it would be acceptable for kapora, that's enough to say it has to have some connection to kapora. And if this would have been a chatas chitzoin, if it would not be for the Avera that you're not allowed to take a chamor on the Mizbeach, taking that on the side, but just looking at the dam itself, the fact that it's hardened dam would give you the kapora on the Mizbeach, hachitzoin, that's enough to be chayiv for eating dam. So Rapapa takes this to the extreme that it would even be good by a chamor. Of course, Abaye and Rava don't agree with Rapapa, but that's how far Rapapa takes it. Amar Rav Gidla Maziri, dam bein lach bein yavish chaitzis. If a person goes to the mikveh to be matar, we know that he can't have any chatzitz on him. What happens if he has either liquid dam on his body or dried blood on his body? The din is it's chaitzis, and he was not yaitzah with going to the mikveh for tahara. Meisra, I'll ask you a kash from a brisa. Hadam, blood, vadjoy, ink, vadvash, honey, vacholov, and milk. Yevashin, if they're dry, chaitzitze. Then it's a chitzitze. Lachin, if they're wet, if they're liquid, einan chaitzit, they're not chaitzit. So we have a kasha on what Rav Gittel just said. He said, dam bein lach bein yavesh, it's chaitzit. Here it says, if it's liquid, it's not chaitzit. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. That's not a steer. Why? In liquid, we have different madregas. Had sarich, had loy sarich. When Rav Gittel said in the name of Ziri that a liquid dam is chaitzetz, there it was speaking, Rashi says, sarich means it started to dry. Ulihidabek tzatz. It sticks a little bit to the skin. So therefore, even though it's liquid, but it's not totally dried, but it began to be dried, it's already sticking to the skin. So in that case, it has a din of yavesh, and therefore, Rav Gittel said it's chaitzetz. Ha deloy sarich. When the Brisa said that if it's lach, it's not chaitzis, it's speaking about where it totally doesn't stick. Rashi says if you put your finger there, you'll immediately cause the dam to open and make a flow. So that means it hasn't yet hardened at all, and therefore it's a liquid, and then if it's totally liquid, it's not chaitzis. Now the pasuk tells us in Vayikra Beis Yud Gimel, it says, V'chol korba min choscha ba'melech timlach, v'loy sajbis melech briseloi kecha me'al min chosecha, al kol korboncha takriv melech. The Gemara now is going to darshan various words in this pasuk. The first word we're going to discuss is ba'melech timlach. And the Gemara's question is, why do you have it twice? You could have said timlach, or you could have said bamelech yiyeh. What do you have to say? With salt, it should be salted. It seems like you're saying something twice. The Gemara says, timlach, lamai also, look at the sanya, like we learned in a brisa. It said, if it would have just said bamelech yochol tivoinehu, I would have thought that you should put the salt on. There's various pshatim we're going to see in the Gemara, two of them more than what the din requires. As we said before, you have to put salt on that it should be einoi nechal machmas molchoi. I would have thought maybe you have to put on even more than that. One pshat we'll see, maybe you only have to put less than that, but not the exact shear that you have to put. We'll see the different explanation of the word tivoineu in a few moments in the Gemara. So b'melech yachol tivoineu, either more or less than the required amount. Talmud loimer timloch. No, you have to put the salt the exact amount, which we said is that ein anechol machmas molchoi. E timloch, if it would just have said the word timloch and not bamelech, yachol I would have thought b'mei melech, maybe with liquefied salt in a liquid. Talmud loimer bamelech, it has to be regular salt put on, not in a liquid form. Then the pasuk continues, v'loy tashbis melech. The pasuk shot in the pasuk is, you should not destroy salt, which is the covenant with Hashem. However, the Gemara learns the word tashbis from the word shavas, resting. What does that mean? Havei melech brings salt, she'en lo sheveses, that does not rest. The ezu, which salt doesn't rest, zu melech stoimis. This is melech from Sidon. As Rashi says, because the yama melech, it never rests. It's not salt that you have to mine in a mine, but rather the water goes over the shore, then the water evaporates, and it leaves salt. And this happens winter, summer, it happens a whole year round. So it happens Shabbos. There's no day of rest. Salt that you get from a mine, it's certain days of a person's not going to work on Shabbos. He's not going to work in bad weather. So memela, it's resting. Therefore, you're supposed to take salt, v'loy tashbis. Don't take salt that rests. Take salt that never rests, and that's melstimus. Now, melstimus, Rashi says, around 8 lines from the bottom of the Amud, stimus daka, stimus is fine salt. The next salt we're going to speak about is istaruknis gasa. That's coarse salt. So what the Gemara is really telling us over here is, you're supposed to take, lav dafka, it has to be from stein. It means you're supposed to take fine salt for melicha of the karbonis and the menachas. Uminayim chim loy matzah melech steimis. How do we know if he didn't find melech steimis? Shemevi melech ister rukness. This is the coarse salt that Rashi spoke about. And again, you don't have to, this was a place that they had a lot of salt mines. You could take it from any other salt mine. So the Gemara wants to know, lichatchil, you're supposed to take fine salt. How do I know, but yevet, I could even take coarse salt? Haman loymer, takriv. So the pasuk says that, I'll call karbon cha takriv melech. Any, takriv kolshu. Any kind of salt, but even if you didn't get the best fine salt, even coarse salt is good as well. And then the Gemara learns out other drushes from the word takrif. Takrif mikol makom. You don't have to get salt from Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says. You can get it from Chutz Lartz. And finally, takrif vafilu b'Shabbos, takrif vafilu b'tumah. That your makrif even on Shabbos and Tumah. So Rashi explains that if it's a korban sibur which comes on Shabbos, so we know that the avoidness of a korban sibur adoich is Shabbos. So it's teaching us that melicha would be considered an avoda as well, and therefore you could do it on Shabbos. So the Rashba asks, and if I wouldn't have this limit of takriv, afilu b'tum, Shabbos or tumah, tumah we know is either hutra b'tzibur or tchuyu b'tzibur, but you're allowed to bring a korban even b'tumah, and you could salt it. So it's mashma without this limit, it would be usher to do it on Shabbos or b'tumah. So the question is, what would be the isser? What are you doing wrong? So you're going to tell me the Isser of Ibud Iris, they used to salt the skin to make leather, but Ein Ibud Ba'eichlam, asked the Rashba. This is Eichel, there's no Ibud Ba'eichlam. The Rashba answers, no, since you're bringing it as a korban to be burnt on the Mizbeach, Memela doesn't have a din of an Eichel, and Ein Echanami, there would be Ibud. And the Ibud would mean that anything that, I was discussing this with Rav Herschel Schechter Shliti, he said that even though you're not doing it for leather here either, but since it's a benefit to the skin, Memela, without the Pasuk telling me that it's a Afilu B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Tumah, I would say it's Usur because of the Melacha of Ibud, because it's beneficial to the skin. Now the Gemara goes back to that word, that elusive word that we had before, yachol tivoinehu. My tivoinehu, the Gemara wants to know, what does that word tivoinehu mean? Amar Rava Bar Ula, hachi kamar, yachol yizboinenu. I would think that you would fill it full, kitevin betit. You would do more salt than is necessary, like you fill in a lot of straw in tar to make bricks. Armalei Abaye, if that's what the word means, Ihachi is boinenu meboile. The correct grammar should have been is boinenu. So that can't be the shoresh of the word tivoineu. El Amar Abaye, Yachol Yasenu Kibinyan. I would think you put it stack upon stack, row upon row, like a binyan. Armalei Rav Ihachi Yivnenu meboile. It should have bediktuk, it should have said Yivnenu. El Amar Rav Yachol Tivunehu. According to the first two pshatim, I would think you put more salt than necessary. You put it pile upon pile, row upon row, more than necessary. According to this pshat, tivuneyu means I would think you just put a little bit in there, less than the required amount. My tivuneyu, what does that mean? Amar Rav Ashi, yachol yitn boy tam kibina. The Rush explains, just like when a person has bina, that a little bina goes a long way. It makes a person is able to think logically if he has some bina. Some people have more bina than others. But the point is, bina is a little mix of bina in a person gives him the ability of havana to understand. So, yachol yitn by tam kibina, I would think, just like a little bina gives a person the ability to be logical, so memela, maybe only you need a taste of salt. I just have to see that it was a taste of the salt, under the amount that is required. Talmud loymer, no. That's why the pasuk said, timloy, it has to be a full measure of salt. Ketzeduoy, so how does he actually apply the salt? Mavi or Avery brings the limb. V'noisel of melech, he puts salt on one side. V'chayzer v'hayfkoy, and he turns it to the other side. V'noisel of melech, he puts salt on the other side. Umaleu, and he brings it up onto Mizbech. Amar Abaye, v'chein l'kadeira. If you want to cook something in a pot, how do you salt meat in order to take out the blood? So you do it exactly like they used to do to kachim in the Beis HaMikdash. One side salt, the other side salt, and that's enough. Now, Tosfos here, the third last Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Dam, is a very important Tosfos. Let's learn it together inside. We'll start with the second line. Tosfos says, Mida maisi hanach trei mili bari adari, dam shebishu v'dam shemolchu, mashma de tarvayu chat time, it can appear shbekuntris, de maliach kereseach, de loichai v'tayra l'dover haroya l'kapora, the kivin de bishle, imolchai nafkele mitarviz dam. So Tosfos said what we explained before from Rashi, that Malicha and Bishul go together, and you're only over for eating dam on something which you would get a kapora if you would put that dam on the Mizbeach. So if you cook the dam or you salt it, since we have a rule that Malicha Kereseach, you would not get kapora on the Mizbeach, and you're not over if you would eat it. Umash Mahacha, says Tosfos, the stam Malicha de Kachem Hainu, the Ein Necholin Machmas Molchen. What is the amount that you have to use in salt? We said one side, the other side, not too much, not too little. What's the exact correct amount? The amount is that it's so much salt, you wouldn't eat it anymore. The high, the Malich Kereseach, when we say we have a rule in kashering, and we have a rule that salt is like heat, Hainu de'enecho machas molcha, kidefrishes per kolabasar. That's the amount that's required, that it's too salted that you can't eat it anymore. Vastam malicha de kachim hu de dai kocha. Holav hochi avam in a dam liboy mouth. The beginning that we started this year today, so we started out, if it wouldn't be for the meat of pasuk, that dam doesn't need salt, I would think dam needs salt. The Gemara has the kasha. Why should dam require salt? If you salt it, you're not over for eating it. So it seems, and the only dam that you're over for eating is dam that you could have used for a kapora. So as we mentioned, the two halachas are totally zebazeh. If you get a kapora on the mizbeach with this dam, then I'm over for eating it. So the Gemara asks, even the malchai nafkele mitarvis dam, domer ziri dam shemalchai. So in other words, Tosfos is saying that since our Gemara equated the two things, so we see that, and it's based on the principle of Maliach Kereseach, so we see that what's the amount required by Kachim? The amount is that it should be Einen Echel Machas Molchai. Or else, what's the Gemara's Kasha from Dam that you can't eat? What does one thing have to do with the other? The answer is, both halachas are related. Since the amount of salt required by Kachim is that it's Einoi Nechol Machmas Molchoi, and if you put that on Dam, and then there's a Din Maliach Kereseach, it's like you cook the Dam, and if you cook the Dam, you don't get Kapora. If you don't get Kapora, you're not over for eating it. So all these halachas are related one to the other, so Tosfos finds a thread that goes through the entire sugya, which is that you're dealing with the amount of salt that's Einoi Nechol Machmas Molchoi. Ubesomach amrina, we just learned the Gemara. V'chein l'kedera, l'fikach medakti rabbeinu tami kan, de malicha l'kedera, be'ein nechal machmas molchay sagi. How much salt do you need to kasher meat from blood? You have to put it on, like Tosfos says, like you would be going on a trip. In the olden days, they didn't have a refrigerator. How did they preserve meat? They used to fill it with salt that it could stay for a long time. But from our Gemara, it's mashmi, you don't need that. Some learned like that. You want to put it away for a long time. Or you want to use it for skins. Or you could boil to make leather. Or you could boil you need it for a trip. So some said, you know how much salt you need to take out the dam? You need that amount that you're going to use on a trip. Or you're going to use it for having it in 6 months to eat. Says Tosfos, no, we see from the whole sugya, Maliach Kereseach, the amount is that it's Einen Nechol Machmas Molchai. We turn to Chaf Aleph from the base. Tana Rabbana. The Rabbana learned, Melech Sha'al Gabe Ha'Aver, it's salt that's on a limb of the korban, moil and boy, you're moil on that salt. Sha'al Gabe HaKevish, but if it's on the ramp, Ushabarashah Mizbech, it's on the top of the Mizbech, ain't moil and boy, you're not moil in it. V'amar Rav Masna Maikra, Rav Masna said, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is, how do you know that it's usher if you have melech on top of a limb of meat? how do you know it's usher? The pasuk says, "V'kraftim lufnei Hashem." You should bring it in front of Hashem. V'shlichu akhanim alei melech. The kohanim should put salt on it. V'helu oisam oilo l'Hashem. You should bring it up as an oilo to Hashem. So the Migdash David says a beautiful pshat in this whole Gemara here. The Gemara doesn't need a pasuk that you're oiver on me'ila of salt. Salt, if it's part, if it belongs to Hegdish, of out of your moil. But the Migdash David said there's a rule that whenever a thing is nasa mitzvasei, if you already did the mitzvah with the thing, you're not moil anymore. So the Gemara says, this halacha I understand. If you salted the meat on the, where did they salt the meat? They used to salt it on the kevesh before they brought it on the mizbeach to burn it. If you salt it on the kevesh and some of the salt from the korban fell off onto the kevesh, that salt is nasa mitzvasei. You can't use that for another korban. Once it's nasa mitzvasei, that's why it says here, al gabi a kevesh b'reish yom mizbeach ein moilin boy. Why? Because it was nasa mitzvasei already. You used it for the meat. You used it, let's say, on top of the mizbeach, you were salting a mincha or a ketores, right? So you used it already for nasa mitzvasei. It fell off. You can't use it again. You're not moil. So the halacha taka would be, let's say the kohen salted and he missed the ketores and it fell on top of the mizbeach. It didn't fall from the ketores to the mizbeach. It fell directly on the mizbeach. Or it fell directly on the kevesh. It didn't fall on the meat and then to the kevesh. So then ein nechanami the din would be, it's not nasa mitzvasei. It didn't go on the korban. Then you would be moil. So here it's speaking about it went on the meat or the ketores and then it fell off onto the mizbeach or the kevesh. That's moilin boy. Very good. What I don't understand, says Rav Masna, is melech shal gabe yo'ever moilin boy. Why are you moil on the salt that's on the aver? Why don't we say also nasa mitzvasei? I salted the korban. It's on the korban. So why, once I did the mitzvah of melicha, then it should be that I should not be moil. My craw, what's the pasuk on that? And you know what the answer is? The answer is I see when the kohanim put the salt on the korban, what does the Torah call it? V'halu oisam oilo l'ashem. The salt becomes part of the oila. That's what the pasuk is teaching us, says the Migdash David. Just like on the oila itself, you could be oiver on me'ila, on the korban itself. So too, the salt, till you did the mitzvah of putting it on the aver, so then there was me'ila on the salt itself. Once you put the salt on the korban, then it goes into a new area, and in that new area, it becomes part of the korban itself. It's an oil now, the salt. Memeila, then it's vayter shayach meila on the korban oil. A beautiful pshat, how the Migdash David learns this Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in a Mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Al hamelech av ala eitzim sheyehu hakehanim ne'usim behen. So the Bezdin had 7 takonis, and 2 of them were negated kahanim, that they're allowed to use the salt and the wood, the eitzim of Hegdish, for their own purpose, for their own korbanos. As Rashi says, if they bring oilus and minchas of their own, they can use the salt and the eitzim of Hegdish. Omar Shmuel said, Shmuel, loy shanu el korbanam, avalachilu loy. So Shmuel said, yes, they can use it, but only for their korban, but to bring the korban, but not to eat it. So the Gemara doesn't exactly know what Shmuel means. We had a havamina, mila karbonim. What does mila karbonim? Lemloyach karbonim, to salt their carbon. And then the shita puts in the next word, la'achila. What do we mean by la'achila? Achila's kachim. In other words, to bring the carbon that it needs salt, then I'm allowed to use it. That's the Tanai Bezdin. Kohanim could have enough from the salt. But to eat the kachim, their own, those parts of the kachim that they are allowed to eat, like the chaz of a sheikh of a chattis or an asham that a yachid brings, and the kohanim eat from those karbanas, there the kohanim are not allowed to use the salt of Hegdish. So the Gemara says that can't be pshat. Why? Hashtalim loyach iris kachim yavinen. We have a din that we give the kohanim salt to salt the skins of kachim. Lachilas kachim loyavinen. Are you going to tell me that Beis Din did not make a tznai for eating kachim, that the Kohanim are not allowed to use the salt? Why the Kohanim can even use salt to the skins that they can get? They are allowed to use the salt of the tzibur, so they can't use the salt to eat their own kachim? How do I know that the Kohanim are allowed to use the salt for their skins to make leather? For the skins of kachim, how do I know that? The Sani, we learned in the Braisa. Ninsas at Omer comes out that Bishloishim and Karmis HaMelech Nesunah, the Melech was placed, it was stored in three places. One, Belishkas HaMelech, in the chamber of salt. Two, Valgabi HaKavish, on the ramp. And three, Beroish HaShem Mizbech, on the head of the Mizbech. Why in these three places? Belishkas HaMelech, Shasham Molch, and Aris Kachim. Because that's where they used to salt the skins of Kachim. Algabi HaKavish, Shasham Molch, and Masevorim. That's where they used to salt the limbs of the Korbanis. On the top of the Mizbech, Shasham Molch and Akaimitz, they used to salt the Kaimitz, that was Nikrov on the Mizbech, Valvoina, Vakatiris, Uminchas Kahanim, the Mincha of a Kohen, because there was no Kaimitz by a Minchas Kohen, it gets Kolil, it's totally burnt on the Mizbech, they used to salt it on the Mizbech, Uminchas Kaimashiach, the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol, that he brought the Minchas Chavitim, Chatzi Babaiker, Chatzi Beinu Arbayim, Uminchas Nesachim, and certain Korbanis had Nesachim and Menachas brought with the Korbanis, and Va'ayla Sa'if, those were all salted on top of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara's Kasha is, that how could you say that Shmuel says that when could a Kohen use salt, that's only for his Korban, and he can't use it for Achilas Kachim, if he could use it for the skin of Kachim, as it says here, they used to use the Melech in the Lishkas HaMelech, for the skin of the Oirois, if they could use the salt for that, so sure they could use it for the eating of Kachim. So, therefore there has to be a different shot, which we'll see in a moment. So, Tysus, in the top Tysus, asks that in Mesech Demidus, it says Beferish, there were six chambers in the Azara, and Lishkas HaMelech, it says, Hayunaisnen Melech LeKorban. They used to have salt for the korban. Lishkas haparva shesham ayumalchan iris. In lishkas haparva, they used to salt the iris. Our Gemara says they used to salt the iris in lishkas hamelech, where there in Mesech Demidus it says lishkas haparva. So Tosfos answers that we have to learn a different pshat in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we learned there were three places they put the salt. One was lishkas hamelech. One was on the kevesh. One was on the mizbeach. And it seems from our Gemara, in each of these three places, they would place salt for the purposes of the salt that was used in these three places. Tosfos says, no, they put the salt in one place. What was that one place? The one place was the Lishkas HaMelech. That's where all the salt was stored. From the Lishkas HaMelech, they took salt out, and they did the skins in Lishkas Parva. They did the Avorim on the Kevesh, and they did all the different Menachas and the Oilus Oif on the top of the Mizbeach. That comes out of Korin Tais, a whole different shot in the Gemara. They didn't place the salt in three places. They placed the salt in one place to be used, to be taken out. And that's what it says over there. That in Lishkas HaMelech, Hayonais the Melech, LeKorban, it means it was taken from the Lishkas HaMelech to be put on the Kevesh for the Avorim of the Korbanos. The only problem that Tosfos remains with is that it should have said four places. It should have said the Lishkas HaMelech and the three other places. What are the three places? Lishkas HaParva for salting the Oirais, and the top of the Mizbech for the Menachas, and the Kevesh for the Avorim. Tosfos blies by Akasha. The next Tosfos, Vakatiris, Tosfos wonders why the Ketiris was salted on top of the Mizbech. Because after all, the Ketiris was brought inside and was Nikrav on the Mizbech HaPnim. Why couldn't it be done on the Kevesh? So Tosfos answers, the other Menachas were burnt on top of the Mizbeach, so that's where they were salted. But the Ketiris could have been salted on the Kevesh. Tosfos answers that since on the Kevesh there was the dum from the Avorim, it wasn't a good place to put the Ketiris. It would get dirty from the dum of the Korbanis. Tosfos says, on top of the Mizbeach, you're right, there's no dum, because everything's dry, the Levoina and the Kaimitz and the Menachas are dry, but one second, there's one place that has dum, that's Oilus Oif. Tosfos says it's only a small amount, and therefore, it was basically a clean place to salt the Ketores. So back to our Gemara, we're trying to figure out what did Shmuel mean when he said, Lo yishanu ele karbonim, avu l'achila loy. So the Gemara says, Elamai l'karbonim, l'achilas karbonim. The Bezdin made a t'nai that the Kohen can use the salt for eating kachim. If he can use the salt for the skins, he can for sure use the salt for the kachim. Umay l'achila, when we said that he's not allowed to use salt for eating, it means achila d'chulin, that he's not allowed to eat it, use salt for chulin. Afraid the Gemara, chulin, pshita. Of course he can't use the salt for chulin. My boy Hassam, what do you bring chulin into Azara? You're not allowed to have chulin in the Azara. So of course he can't use the salt of the Azara for chulin. So the Gemara says, no. Afa gavda amar mar, even though we learned, yoichlu, the pasuk says, We find in one place that it says, Rashi brings down the Torah's Kohanim that says, V'haneseres mimena yoichlu Aaron uvonov. And in the end of the pasuk, it says, yoichlu ha. They should eat it. So the Gemara makes a drasha that yoichlu sheyoichlu ima chulun v'truma bizman shimu'uta. Yoichlu ha, at the end of the pasuk, lo yoichlu ima chulun v'truma bizman shimu'uta. In other words, if you have a large mincha, then you don't have to eat anything before. There's a halacha that we have in kachim that it has to be eaten l'mashcha, which means l'gedula. It has to be eaten in splendor. We do not eat a korban for a ravenous purpose. A person starving, that's not a way to eat kachim. So rather, the person has to be saiva, he has to be basically full, and he's eating for splendor, he's eating a little, he's not eating achila gasa, but he's not eating in a state of being starved. Because if he'd be eating starved, that takes away from lamashcha. So where the Torah says yoichlu ha, they should eat it only, nothing else. So that, speaking about it, was a big mincha. There was enough to eat. And he won't be over on eating it in a starved condition. Whereas if it's only a small mincha, and then basically he's eating it just to, because he's starving, on that he should first eat chulin or truma. And then after eating the chulin truma, he should eat the small mincha. That's the first part of the pasuk that says, yoichlu aron ubonov. Not yoichlu ha it. Yoichlu, he should eat, first eat chulin and trim, and then eat the rest of the small mincha. So, the amar mar, yoichlu sheyoichlu ma chulin v'trim, k'day sh'day nechel is ala soiva. So even though you're eating the chulin for the purpose of eating the kachim at the end, I would have thought maybe you would be allowed to use salt for the chulin. Afilahachi, melech the kachim lo yavinu. We do not give him the melech of kachim. Tosis has a kasha, tema, hoil vahani chulin sairach achilas kachim, and leisim lo melech. Lekaidish, since it's for the purpose of kedusha, why in fact don't you give him salt? And then Tosis says that even though the chulin, the argamor speaking about, you eat before you come into the azar, because you can't bring the chulin to azar, but there is a certain chulin you could bring, and that is spices. If you spice your kachim korban, which you're going to eat with chulin spices, you're allowed to bring that into the azara. In fact, we learn it out from the same pasuk. It says lamashcha l'gdula. Since you're supposed to eat it with great splendor, and therefore you're allowed to spice it up even with chulin spices, and those chulin spices on the korban are allowed to be brought in. So Tosfos says that maybe those einichanami you could put melech of kodesh. So it comes out an interesting thing. Although both dinim are related to the halacha of lamashcha, the din that you have to eat chulin outside of the azara, if you're going to only eat a small mincha, and then you eat the small mincha, so that halacha, since you're eating the chulin outside of the azara, I don't give you melech from the azara for your chulin outside of the azara. However, the halacha of spices, which could be from chulin, which is also from the din of lamashcha l'gdula, for splendor, to eat it in a splendorous way, since you're allowed to bring that chulin into the azara, there, Taisa Zayin Echanami, you would be allowed to use the salt of kachim for that purpose. But that's the reason why he had to tell me over here that l'achilas chulin, You're not, even though it's for the Tzarech Kachem, and Tysus wonders why, in fact, not. But the bottom line is, we don't give him salt for that achila of chulin. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, hachinami mistavra. So Ravina says to Ravashi, what you said, Pshat and Shmuel, makes sense. That when it says, loishan ala karbana means to eat the kachim, aval achila, they do not get salt for chulin. That makes sense. These salkadatach, if you're going to think, that ma'ala karbanim l'mlayach, that what does the karbanim mean? To salt the avorim of their korban, not for their own personal eating, but for what's going to be nikrav on the mizbeach. And on that, a t'nai bezdin was needed so that they could eat, if they could use the salt of the tzibur, time of the asni bezdin. It would come out that it's only mut because it's a t'nai bezdin. Holoi asni bezdin. If bezdin wouldn't have made a t'nai, loi, then you would not be allowed to use that salt of the tzibur for their korban. How could that be? Hashli Yisrael Yavin. Even a Yisrael gets melech of the tzibur to be put on the korban that he's makriv. L'kahanim lo yavinin. We're not going to give it to the kahanim? That doesn't make sense. So I have a second raya. You said one raya that it can't be that korbanim means korbanim means to salt their korban, not the part that they're going to eat. And achilas means achilas kachim. You had one raya, because how could I say that achilas kachim, they don't get salt when they can even use it for the skin? That's one raya. I'm going to give you a second raya. The second raya is because it couldn't mean that I need a t'nai bezdin to salt a korban on the mizbeach, when even Yisrael gets that. The sanya, yochlo amarei alai mincha yavi melech b'toich beisle. I would think that a person who made a nedava of made a netter to bring a mincha, that he would have to bring salt from his own house. Keder shmei v'levonim b'toich beisle, just like he brings levonim from his house. As the pasuk says, v'nasin olel levonim, and then the pasuk says v'viu al b'nei aron. Rashi tells us that it's mashu when b'nei aron get it, they are, it already has levonim, which was brought from the house of the person who's making the donation of the levoina. Vidinhu, and logically we would say the following. Nemer hevi mincha vehevi melech. There's a pasuk that says v'chol korban minchascha b'melech timloich. That when you bring mincha, you have to bring salt. V'nemer hevi mincha vehevi levoina. There's another pasuk which we mentioned before, v'nosna la levoina. That when you bring a mincha, you also have to bring levoina. Ma levoina mitoch bei. So just like levoina has to be there before the kohen gets it from the house of the Yisrael, not from the tzibur, af melech mitoch bei. So melech should also come from the person who is being menad of the mincha. Oiklach laderzu. Or perhaps choose this way. Maybe reason differently. Nemer hevi mincha vehevi melech. We have the pasuk that you have to bring salt on a mincha. V'nemer hevi mincha vehevi eitzim. Yeah, the pasuk also says alo eitzim asher aleish, that you have to bring a mincha and burn it on the eitzim. So my eitzim mishal tzibur, just like eitzim is provided by the tzibur, af melech mishal tzibur. Melech is also from the tzibur. So now I have a choice: do I say melech is like levoina from the yachid, or do I say melech is like eitzim from the tzibur? Nira lemidarma. Let's see who it's compared to. Don and davar anayg bechol azvachem, midavar anayg bechol azvachem. We're going to compare melech, which is noig by all zvachim, from eitzim, which is also noig b'chol zvachim. V'al techich levoina. Don't bring me a proof from levoina, which is brought from his house. She'en noig is b'chol zvachim. It's not by all zvachim. It's only by a mincha. Oiklach l'der zu. Or perhaps we should reason this way. Don and davar abo ima b'kli achad. We take melech, which comes together with the kaimitz, in one keli. Midavar abo ima b'kli achad. From Levoina, which comes with the original mincha, and also then Levoina comes with the Ketairis, so it's all together in one keli. Val yechiach eitzim she'enim bo'anim ma'bik liyachad. And then don't bring a proof from eitzim, which doesn't come together in one keli. So now which way do I go? Talmud lo'imar, I have a pasuk in Bamidbar Yitches, pasuk Yitches, which says, Kol trumois hakadoshim esher yorimu b'nei Yisrael Hashem, Nasati l'chol v'nechol v'naisecha itcha l'chok oylem, bris melech oylem, hu l'fnei Hashem l'cha l'zaracha itach. In other words, just like salt is a bris forever, to be put on the karbonis, so too Aaron and his children would get the trumais from the B'nai Yisrael forever. So we see in this pasuk, Talmud Leimer, bris melech oylem hu, that the bris of melech is forever. Ulahalonu Oimer, by the Lechem Haponim, it says, B'yoyim HaShabbos, B'yoyim HaShabbos, Yarchen L'fnei Hashem, Tomit, Me'es B'nei Yisrael, Bris Oilam. So there the Pasuk says, Me'es B'nei Yisrael, Bris Oilam, Ma'alahal Mishal Tzibra, Avkam Mishal Tzibra. So just over there, like Lechem Haponim, where it says Bris Oilam, the same words that you had by the Melech, Bris Melech Oilam, so just like the Lechem Haponim, it says Me'es B'nei Yisrael, so too over here, it has come Me'es B'nei Yisrael, it's from the Tzibur. So we see that the halacha of Melech is that it comes Mishal Tzibur, and this is by Yisrael, so the Gemara's Kasha is, so certainly a Kohen would get, if the Yisrael gets it, why shouldn't a Kohen get it? So therefore I can't say that it's you require a Tanai Bezdin to allow a Kohen to have the Melech for his carbon, when even a Yisrael gets a Melech for his carbon. So that is what the Gemara says would be a Raya, that this is the correct pshat. Ravina says, this is my Raya, he said this to Ravashi, Hachinami Mestavra. So the Gemara says, no, it's this second Raya is no Raya. The first Raya is a Raya, and the pshat in Shmuel is, as we said in the beginning of the sugya, that karbana means to eat the kachim, and achila means to eat chulin. For that, they don't get salt. For eating kachim, they do get salt. But your second raya that you want to prove it, that I disagree, is no raya. Amar le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, hachi kam Rav Shishi Rav Vidi, loy nitzricha ela ben buchri. Really, I would tell you that maybe karbon means that the Bezdin made a tnai, that the Kohanim can use salt on their korbanos, that they're going to be makriv on the mizbeach. And what was your kasha? What do I need a tanai bezdin when even a Yisrael gets free salt from the tzibur for his korban, so a kohen should also get it? No. According to Ben Bukhri, we need a tanai bezdin. Why? What did Ben Bukhri hold? This time we learned in a Mishnah in Shkolim, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayed Ben Bukhri b'Yavne. Ben Bukhri was made in Yavne, that kol kohen sheshoykel ein achayt of a kohen in Ador gives the Machzor Shekel, he did not sin. And since Ben Bukhri says a Kohen didn't sin if he gave the Machzor Shekel, is Mashma, that a Kohen, according to Ben Bukhri, is not Chayiv in the Machzor Shekel. And why does Ben Bukhri hold that a Kohen is not Chayiv in the Machzor Shekel? Because the Pasuk says, the Gemara explains in Shkolim, Kol ha'ivra ala pakudim, that the ones who were Chayiv in the Machzor Shekel were all those who passed to be counted in front of Moshe. And the Shevet Levi, of which the Kohanim was part of Shevet Levi, number one, the Mephoshim explained, Moshe, they did not pass in front of Moshe, but rather Moshe went to their tent to count them. Number two, the Bnei Yisrael were counted at age 20, and the Kohanim were counted at 1 month old. So they are not included in Kol Ha'ivra Al Pekudim. So Memele, the Ben Bukhri holds, are not Chayiv Machzor Shekel. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai disagrees. Loiki, not like you said. Ela Kol Kohen She'ein Lo Shekel Chayta. If he doesn't give a Shekel, he is a Chayta. Because according to Ben Yochanan ben Zakkai, a Kohen is Chayiv in Shkolim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Zeh Yitnu, and Zeh is Begematria 12. And 12 refers to the Yudbei Shvatim. All of the Yud Beis Shvat Rechayv. It says, Kol Ha'ivra Al Pekudim. It doesn't mean those who marched in front of Moshe to be counted. It means whoever passed through the Yamsuf. And through the Yamsuf passed the Kohanim as well. Ella, says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. You know why the Kohanim thought that they are potter from the Machzor Shekel, like Ben Bukhri said is the real halacha, which Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai disagrees. Ella, Shakohanim Darshan Mikrazel Atzman. The Kohanim Darshan a certain pasuk for their own Hanoah. What does the pasuk say? V'chol minchas kayin kol tia. We know that a mincha v'kayin, there's no kmitza. There's no part that is left over by yaseres min a mincha that is eaten by the kahanim. The kayin's mincha is totally burnt on the mizbeach, and lo yisaychal, you're not allowed to eat it. So I don't understand, said the kayinim. Hoyil v'oimer, ushtei alechem, v'lechem aponim shalonuhi. These three are considered minachas. And who gets to eat them? The Kohanim. Heich necholen. The Kohanim asked the question, how could they be eaten? Since if we would have to contribute the Machzor Shekel, it would mean it's our mincha, and we know if it's a minchas kohen, a minchas kohen gets burnt. It doesn't get eaten. So how could we eat it? Elamai is a riot that we don't have to contribute to the Machzor Shekel. So the Gemara in Shkom says, what was their fallacy? What was their mistake? The mistake was that when is a mincha of a kohen burnt, that's only a minchas yachid. But this was, these three, oimer shtei alechem, alechem apanu, a minchas tzibur, even if they do have to give a machzor shekel to kohanim, but they are a minority of the tzibur. So how do I view these three menachas? I view them as not being minchas of kohanim, as being minchas of the rest of Klal Yisrael, amimela, therefore they can be eaten by the Kohanim. That was their mistake. So this, we brought here to Machlokes ben Bukhri and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Before we go back to our sugya, the Gemara has a question on the sheet of ben Bukhri. Well, let's see that question. Ula ben Bukhri, kivin l'chadchilu l'machayiv li'suyi. If you're going to tell me, according to ben Bukhri, that a Kohen is not mechuyivin machz shekel. So why does ben Bukhri say, kol Kohen? Sheshaykel ain't a chayta. Why should he is a chayta? Why? Because kimaisi he donated a machzor shekel. Then he's told that you're not chayv machzor shekel. Oh, hegdish betals. What's it then? Hegdish betals. It's chulin. So if he's going to insist and still bring that machzor shekel, he's bringing chulin lazora. Kimaisi nami chaytu the kamael chulin lazora. He's bringing chulin to lazora. So why do you say that if he's not chayv, he's not doing an avera? He is doing an avera. The Gemara answers, no, according to Ben Bukhri, the Maisi Umasulan Litzibr. He doesn't bring it as a Kayan, as if he would be Mechuyiv in Machzor Shekel. Einichanami, that would be Hegdish Betos, would be Chulin, and it would be Chulin Lazor, be in fact doing an Avera. So once he knows that he's really not Mechuyiv, he says, you know what? I just want to make a plain donation to the Tzibur. I'm donating this Machzor Shekel. It should become now part of the Tzibur's Machzor Shekel. Not because I'm a chuyiv in Machzor Shekel. And that he is allowed to do. Now we go back to our sugya. Once we have Ben Bukhri, now I understand if you would learn pshat of le korbanim to mean that we're going to salt the korbanim. You asked me a question, of course, pshita, that we're going to salt the korban. A Jew gets free salt from the tzibur. Why shouldn't a kohen? So that was your raya. That was Ravina's raya to Ravashi that the pshat and Shmuel must be different. Lashon l'korbanim must mean achilas korbanim, and lachila must mean chulin. That was the second raya that we were trying to bring. That's correct. The first raya remains. The pshat in Shmuel remains that korbanim means achilas kachim, and achila means achilas chulin. But this second proof, the Gemara now is slugging up. Why? Because once I say it's going like Ben Bukhri, then I could say korbanim means the salt there, korbanim that's nikrav on the mizbeach. I, a Jew, gets it. So why shouldn't a kohen get it? No. Sal kedat chamina. I would have thought as we go to Chav Beis Amud Aleph, ki zachlu rachmanu yisrael disley lishka. You know who gets free salt from the tzibur? That's a Yisrael who has machzis a shekel. He has a lishka where he puts in a machzis a shekel. So since he has a machzis a shekel, he donates, he's privileged to get salt from the tzibur. But le kohanim the less le lishka. But according to Ben Bukhri, kohanim are not b'chuyiv in machzis a shekel. So I would have thought, loisachlu rachmana, that the Torah does not give it to them. Kamash malon, that's why if this would have been pshat, if not for the first raya where it can't be pshat, but if, for this kasha alone of Ravina to Ravashi, this raya is not a raya. Because you're telling me if a Yisrael gets it for sure, a kohen? No. I would say a kohen doesn't get it because he didn't contribute to the matzah shekel. So that's why I would have needed a special tonight bezdin to allow him to put salt from the tzibur on to the carbon that he brings, even though he didn't contribute in the Machzor Shekel. So I could have learned the pshat, but the reason this pshat is not good is because of the first raya of the Gemara. And that is, because if that's the pshat in korbanim, then an achila means that achilas kachim, he doesn't get salt. And the Gemara says if he gets salt to put on his skin of his korbanis, then for sure he should get salt for his achilas kachim. That's why you have to change the pshat in Shmuel. But because of the kasha of Ravina to Ravashi, for that I would have a teretz why I could have still maintained the original pshat that it means to salt the korbanis, and you would be telling me a chiddush that even though a kohen didn't contribute machzor shekel, still he's allowed to use the salt of the tzibur based on a tanai bezdin. Lamaisa, that pshat is rejected because of the first raya that the Gemara brought.